The Gemara said that the Baal Ta'achir that we learn from the Hekish, from the Dorim to Nazir, is going on the Korbanos of the Nazir. That if you didn't bring the Korbanos and you delayed them, you're over Baal Ta'achir. And that the Gemara asked, there's a special pasuk altogether with all Korbanos that you're over Baal Ta'achir. Why would I think that the Korbanos of the Nazir are different? The Gemara says, because Nazir is a Chiddush. And the Gemara went to various what the Chiddush of Nazir is. Now the Gemara is given another possibility. Elamai Chiddush, what's the Chiddush of Nazir that I would think that the halachas of Baal Ta'achir, of Korbanos, don't apply to the Korbanos of a Nazir? The Sokadait the Chanina, Hoel din Gileach al Achas Mishlash Don Yatza, Lo Labra Lev Baal Ta'achir. Since you have three korbanos you have to bring, an Oshem, a Shlomim, and a Chatas. And if you didn't bring all of them, but you only brought one, and you made the Giluach on one of them, you're Yotze, even though it's a mitzvah to bring the other ones. But Lamaisa, only one of them is Ma'akiv. So since you have to bring three korbanos and only one is Ma'akiv, the Giluach, I would think there's no Baal Ta'achir on them either. Kamash Malon, the Hekish, to neder that there is Baal Ta'achir. Right? Kamash Malon. The Iboy Seima, my Chidushay, Mishum Delomat Fiso Beneder. Going back to what we said before, that if you said, I want to make be Makdish, a Chatos Nazir, just like this, you're not a Nazir, and you want to create a Chatos Nazir, it doesn't help. Because it's something that's not neither, not something that you can volunteer. You have to be a Nazir to have to bring it. Right? So therefore I might think, since you can't create a Chatas Nazir, so there's no Baal Ta'achir. I v'hodik o'kashuloch Chatas Chelev, l'maisa by a regular Chatas. Chatas that you bring because you eat Chelev. So also you can't say, I want to bring a Chatas Chelev. You had to have eaten Chelev and be chayev to bring a Chatas. You can't volunteer to bring a chatas. And there, what's it called? Chatas chelev and ferish is part of the pasuk of Baal Ta'achir of Dorosh Yidrushenu. So why in the world would I think that a chatas nazir, the laws of Baal Ta'achir don't apply to it, right? More than a chatas chelev. Chatas chelev, I know for sure the laws of Baal Ta'achir apply. And you can't be menadev a chatas chelev. So why would I think that a chatas nazir, which you can't be menadev, is different, and that the laws of Baal Ta'achir shouldn't apply to it? Mora says, Chatas Chelev Ka'ashi L'Chapara. The what's it called? Chatas Chelev comes for Kapara. So therefore, I might think the Baal Ta'achir applies to it. We want you to get the Kapara as fast as possible. But Chatas Nozer L'Mayashe. But the Iker of a Chatas Nozer doesn't come as a Kapara, even though later on we'll see that a Chatas Nozer also has an aspect of Kapara, that he was what's it called tzir atzum min hayayim. But lamaisa, that's not the ikr of the chatos. It's a chatos that's not really coming for a kapara, similar to a chatos of a yoledes, where there's an aspect of kapara because we're afraid she made a shvu or whatever, but it really doesn't come to be mechapara on any chait that she actually did. Okay, Samara says, what's it called? Therefore, I might think that a chatos chaylev, there's Baal Ta'achir because it's kapara. So we want you to get the kapara. But a chatas nazir, there's no real kapara involved over here. And it's what's called something you can't volunteer. So therefore, it's different enough not to have what's it called Baal Ta'achir. Samara says, V'hari chatas yoledes, delo ashi kapara, v'over lo mishum Baal Ta'achir. Right? L'maisa chatas yoledes, you are over Baal Ta'achir. You don't need a special pasuk to tell me. And chatas yoledes is very similar to a chatas nazir. So why would I think that a chatas nazir there's no Baal Ta'achir unless you had a hekish to nedarim and a chatas yoledes, yes? And he says, no, chatas yoledes is still different. Ahu koshari lo lemechel bekodshim. Because a woman can't eat kodshim until she brings that chatas. So even though it's not mechaper, it's machshir. So therefore the Torah was mach, but do it as quick as fast possible. Don't leave yourself in a state where you can't eat kodshim. But the nazir is allowed to eat kodshim. It doesn't really do anything for him. So therefore, I might think there's no Baal Ta'achir. Rashi. Shim gileach al achas mishloshtan, the nazir chayiv sholosh korbanos. Ola chatos ushlam. I said an oshim. No, he's if I chayv an ola a chatos and a shlamim. Kidechsi vehikru this korban l'Hashem keves ben shnaso tamim v'imlo hevi el chatos. If he only brought the chatos, megalei cholot. Right, so the hainu chiddush. Mashenki b'shar korbanos. If you have to bring them, you have to bring all of them. L'hachi ema eno over b'val ta'acher. Therefore, I might think that the laws of b'al ta'acher don't apply. Kamash v'lan the hekesh that it does. The iboy seima my chidushay dein matfiso b'neder k'damir le'el. Like we said before, except before we objected to that. That is ein matfiso b'neder. It's no different than a chatas chelav. Also, you can't be matfis b'neder. You can't volunteer a chatas chelav. And still, there's b'al ta'acher, right? The I Omer Harei Olei Chatas Nozer Lo Matfis Lei doesn't take effect. You can't just be Menadev a Chatas Nozer unless you're a Nozer. Asher Lechaporas, Mora says no. Chatas Chelev, I would think that there's Bal Ta'acher because you need the Kapora. The Haitzor a Kapora, Mishum Chelev Sheochal. The Kiman de Lechapora Koasi, Koiva Bal Ta'acher. Aval Nozer Lo Avid Shum Chetli Boy Kapora. And therefore, maybe there's nothing wrong with delaying it. You don't need kapara, so we're not interested in getting that kapara as fast as possible. There's no oil kapara. Okay. Omar Mar. Now we're going back to the hekesh between the Dorim and Nazir. So for one thing is that just like by the Dorim there's Bal Ta'acher, by Nazir there's also Bal Ta'acher. And then the Gemara said, Umanu Dorim ha'ab mefer nidre bito, ubal mefer nidre ishto, af naziru, so av mefer Nizirus Bito, Baal Mefer Nizirus Ishta. Another comparison in the Hekish, that just like by a Neder, a father could be Mefer the Nedorim of his Ketana daughter, and a Baal could be Mefer the Nedorim of his wife, so too a father can be Mefer the Nizirus of his daughter, and a husband can be Mefer the Nizirus of his wife. Samara says, Lomi Li Hekesha, Tesib Mamatsinu. Minadorim. What do we need a hekesh for? Right? Just say, since it applies to Nadorim, it applies to Nazir also because of Mamatsinu. Just like over here, and there's no reason to be mechalik between them. You don't need an actual hekesh. Right? We can learn one from the other without a hekesh. Right? Where says, no. Dilma gabi Nadorim hu demefer. Because I would say Nadorim are different than Naziris without the hekesh. I would say by Nadorim he could be made from Ishum delo isle kitsusa. Because over there she could make any nether she wants and without any time limit, and therefore the husband has a right to be made for it because it could be indefinite. Avogabin is zeros just like Itzusa, but the Stam Nazir is 30 days. So I might think instead of giving the father or the Baal the power to be made for it, wait 30 days, no big deal. Just like Itzusa, the Stam Nazir is Lamed Yomim Alo Kamash Malan. So therefore I need a hekesh. The hekesh, even though the svara could be there's a difference between them, once there's a hekesh you learn one from the other. Without a hekesh we would want to learn it with a mamotzinu, that you couldn't do, because I would say the nedarim is different. The reason the Torah gave the power to a father and a husband to be made for the nedarim of his daughter and his wife is because she could make nedarim that are indefinite time, and then it's you can't tell wait. But here the stam naziris is 30 days. So maybe by Naziris, since Stam Naziris is 30 days, even if she made a Naziris for 1,000 years, the Torah never gave him the power to be made for it. Kamash Malon, the Hekish that it did. Rashi, Tesei Mamatzinu, by Nedorim Ad Mefer, just like by Nedorim the father could do it, by Naziris too. Avagabi Naziris, Dislekitsusa, Dekivet Lo Mitzur Ella Ad Ososman, since it's only Osir till a certain time, it's not something that's open-ended, right, and the minimum time is 30 days. Yamtin adlusman velo laver late, right? So I might think that what's it called that you should wait till the time and you shouldn't be made for it. Kamash malon hekesha da hekek shalekel mifrach kamo mamatsinu. A mamatsinu, you can say that they're not the same, and then you can't learn one from the other. But once there's a hekesh, the hekesh is beyond any svara. The hekesh tells me that whatever applies here, even if logically it doesn't necessarily hold. Okay. Homer l'chaveru mudrani. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. A person who says mudrani mincha, so that's a yad for a nether, even though you can say karban, right? But the mice, he said, I'm separated from you, usher to you, whatever. It makes an issue. Homer Shmuel. Bekulan at sheyomer shani ochel lecha, shani tomim lecha. He has to say also, mudrani mimcha shani ochel mimcha. He had to specify, I'm separated from you in that I won't eat from you. Right. So Gemara says, "Mamashma what? If you didn't say that, not also." That's what the Gemara thinks now. Rashi. Omar Shmuel bekulan bechol hani diktani b'masnisin mudrani mimcha mifrushani mimcha lo have neder va'ad shiomer shani ochelecha lo mitzvah ba'osodaver. That's not enough. Just mudrani mimcha mifrushani mimcha is not enough. You have to add to that she'ani toim lach. I'm separated from you. I'm usher to you in the fact that I won't eat from you. But if you don't add that, it's not enough to be considered a yad. That's what we think. That's what the Gemara thinks now. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks on that. Meisvei. Mudrani mimcha, mifrushani mimcha, mirchukani mimcha, hariza asher. Shani ochel lecha, shani toim lecha, hariza asher. Our Mishnah says it's both of them separate. Mudrani, mufrushani is asher by itself. And shani ochel lecha, shani toim lecha is asher by itself. Mashmi, you don't need both of them together. Moses says, no, hachik tani. Right? Now, we learn the Mishnah that it's not two separate cases. It's saying the following. Mufrushani mudrani mimcha is asr. When you also said, shani ochelach, shani toim lach. Moses says, v'tanya ibcha. The Maisu of a Braisa that says just the opposite. Shani they didn't say it in this order. It says the opposite order. Shani ochelach, shani toim lach asr. Mudrani mimcha, mifushani mimcha, mruchukani mimcha, hariza asr. And here you can't say, what's it called, the chor, it's a bamedvar mamurin. And mudrani mufushani, when he said anitoim. Here we're saying the opposite order. First the Mishnah, the Braisa mentions anitoim lecha, what's it called, ochel lecha, is asr. And then mufushani, mudrani, is asr. So we can't explain that Braisa the same way we explain the Mishnah. That it's a bamedvar mamurin because it's the opposite order. Where it says, hachi, what's it? Tani hachi. Hariza asher. Tani hachi. Ukvar omar mudrani. No, we'll learn it. It's the same idea. Right? If he said, shani toim lecha, shani ochel lecha, he's asher when he also said, mudrani mecha, already said, mudrani mecha, mufushani mecha. Where it says, hachi hainu reisha. Right? That's the case. This is the same case as the reisha. Right? The Asr Lamali, it's all the same case. It's just explaining that all these six things are when you said them both together, then why does it say Asr and each one separately? It's Asr only if you said them together. Right? Lamali Lamisne. So that's the, so we're stuck with a question now. Right? Shmuel said that you need to say both Mudrani and Shani Toim, and it seems from the Mishnah that's not true. That each one by itself would be Asr. And you can't say that it's talking mudrani and when you said shani toin, because there's a brisa that says it in the opposite order, and there you can't learn the brisa that it's talking about one thing. So the chora, the brisa, the mishnah together seem to go against what Shmuel said, that either one separately, shani toin lecha, or mudrani mincha, either one creates an iser, and you don't need them both together, like Shmuel said, Rashi. Hachiktani, Kolomer Chsuri Mechsura, Vamedvar Mamurim de Asr, Kiomer Mudrani, Vomer Nami Shani Ochalacha. Shmuel says, Vatanya Ibcha, de Lamachis Amris, Vamedvar Mamurim. We have a Braisa where it says the opposite order, where you can't learn that it's a qualification, because the qualification comes before what you said, if it's a qualification. Tani Hachi, de Hachiktani, Shani Ochalacha, Vashani Toim Lacha, Ukvar Omer Mekar, Mudrani Mimcha Asr. Right, that's what the brisa means. If you said shani ochelecha and you previous to that prefaced it with mudrani mimcha, then it's also. But if you didn't preface it mudrani and say shani toim, then it's not also like Shmuel. Mercy, you can't say that because then it's the same. What's it called? Aval omer shani ochelecha bilvad o mudrani mimcha eno aser elim kein omer letarvayu the haynu neder gomer. Mercy, he hachi haynu nami reisha the tani mudrani mimcha the brisa kam. The first price of Medran is exactly the same thing as what the Sefer says. So what's it called? How can it be that it mentions that it's two cases? There's only one case. V'od ihachi who kiditoratsta trey zim the osur li lamali. If it's also about one case, it should said osur once, not osur twice. Mashma, each case by itself is osur. So it's mashma, not like Shmuel, right? So we end with a question. Right? Lechora, the brises and the mishnah is seen not like Shmuel. Shmuel says that in order to be osur, you need both lashonos together, mudrani and shani toin. But just mudrani or just shani toim is not enough. And from the mishnah, the brayse is mashma like that. That either one by itself would create an issur. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue and see what the answer. That either one by itself.